Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a happy Saturday afternoon to you all. We are live from Atrium Health Ballpark. Noah Adcock Howarth with you on Green Jackets Radio. Thank you for stopping by for Game 5 of the six-game set. First full road trip of the season for the Augusta Green Jackets, and they're going to need to work some magic to at least salvage a series split. Fell in each of the first three games, but snapping a four-game losing streak last night with their highest scoring and highest offense overall performance of the season, holding on to win 6-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Green Jackets in at 3-4. They're a game back of the crowded Southern top of the division. Kannapolis 4-3, one of four teams in the Southern division that sits at that marker. Unlike the North, where there's already six games of separation between first and last, everybody in the South is within two games of each other. Green Jackets will get plenty of chances to go in and out and rise up the rankings. But Augusta with manager Winston Sawyer at the helm. Had a strong day yesterday. Pitching has been solid for both of these sides all week long. The starters for Kannapolis have been fantastic. Each of the first three games, their starter went five scoreless innings. Last night, in the highest regarded pitching matchup of the week, lone top 30 prospect for the Cannonballers, Seth Keener, went to work, and he got touched up a little bit. Four runs and five walks on four hits for Keener in just his second start of the season. He was outmatched by a big Garrett Bauman, the 6'8 righty last night, went 5 2/3 for his first professional win. Bauman got the job done in the bullpen. The combination of Bo Phillip and Seth Keller were able to hold the line and allow the Green Jackets to hold on 6-4. Pitching matchup tonight, again, full of intrigue. Adam Meyer makes his second professional start. We promise you, as we have all offseason, Adam Meyer does exist. Prospect heads were a lot skeptical about that at times, but Meyer, after missing a year and a half, after being drafted out of Oregon in 2022, made his debut on the second night of the season. That was 7 days ago on Saturday, April the 6th, and he had a strong performance. Four innings, five hits, five strikeouts, and just two runs allowed. He'll still be treated with kid gloves. You understand that completely. Guy that's rushing back after a long period of injury. Meyer, not certain who he'll be piggybacked off of tonight, but we know that there's a handful of options. Riley Fry will get the ball tomorrow. And the Green Jackets trying to go up against a southpaw starter for the first time this season. We'll see the lefty Lucas Gordon out of UT Austin on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He went five hitless innings in the win on the opening weekend. He's gone 7 days of rest. Just got confirmation. Mitch Ferris is the one to back up Adam Meyer. So we'll go Meyer to Ferris. Lucas Gordon going toe-to-toe with Adam Meyer. Lineup for the Green Jackets. Drake Grady Benitez at the top. Compton at first. Verdung at second for the first time. And Luis Sanchez at third. Figueroa, Kern, and Martinez round out the order for the Cannonballers. Very similar top half to what we've seen seemingly all week long. Riku Nishida, Albert Senesi, and Caden Connor, the top three. Arxie Hernandez back in to start after a night off yesterday. Ronnie Hernandez, the DH. Luis Pineda, the catcher. And the bottom third, Mikey Kane at first, Adric Felix at third, and Wilbur Sanchez at second base. Coached by legacy manager Patrick Leland, son of Hall of Fame skipper Jim. Green Jackets in their road grays, and we will send it down for the singing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
That was Greg Reagan on the anthem here on a Saturday evening in Kannapolis. As we mentioned, Cannonballers, after being in the Boll Weevil alternate identities last night, go to their third jersey. Second time this week they've worn the navy and red Cannonballers jerseys on the alternate. As the white baller script across the front, the two-tone navy and red hat up top. Green jackets, as they have been every game this week, in the road gray on grays with the green writing and the green buglow across the backside. One more time, starting lineup, Isaiah Drake's back in center after a night off. Jace Grady in left. Diego Benitez back in the lineup, second game in a row, but he's the DH for the first time this season. Will Verdung follows Drew Compton. Compton at the four. Verdung playing second for the first time this year. His most natural, comfortable position. He's hitting fifth. Luis Sanchez riding a five-game hitting streak, hitting sixth. Lekeir Figueroa at short. Cade Kern at right. And Alexander Martinez behind the dish for the first time in the last 3 days, getting us going. Lucas Gordon, fabulous in his 2024 debut. Five hitless innings. A no decision, but an eventual win for the lefty. Originally out of California, went to school at the University of Texas. Was a bit of a money-saving pick in the sixth round of last year's draft. Pitchability is the key concern, at least if you're his opponent. Not going to blow the fastball right past you. Usually sits around 90-91 from the left side, but has a fantastic changeup that plays right off of it, especially to righties. A curveball and a cutter that he began to feature in his final year with the Longhorns. That last year he went 7-2 for the second season in a row, threw over 100 innings with over 100 strikeouts en route to being named the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year. Green Jackets have been dominated by left-handed relievers all season long. This is the first time they'll see a lefty starter. Beautiful night breeze slightly blowing out to right field again. Dominic Romero puts the ball in play as the home plate umpire. And at 7:03, Isaiah Drake is ready to go with a first pitch changeup called a strike at the top of the zone. Isaiah 2-for-12 this week. Had a day off yesterday. Robert Gonzalez was in center field. Fastball called a strike off the outside corner. Dominic Romero behind the plate. Perry Schwartz at first as your umpires. Romero, a very big zone, especially outside to both right and left-handers. 0-2 in the lefty-lefty matchup against Isaiah Drake. High fastball at 92. Put a little extra behind that. Gordon misses for the first time. Green Jackets scored in the first inning for the first time this season yesterday off of Seth Keener. Put another one up in the second. But very often they've been held in check early in ball games. Breaking ball outside. There's the slider, it appeared. He's got that cut slider that was a similarly new pitch. Started as a true slider, kind of lost some of its movement, added some velocity. It's been more of a cutter, but he also has the overhand curveball. 2-2 on Drake, the speedy center fielder. Fastball looped foul. Hitting coach Einar Diaz, manager Winston Sawyer, were imploring their offense to attack the fastball. It's a righty-heavy lineup for the Green Jackets. Drake, the only true left-hander in the order. Those righties have coming out of the draft. Thought he might end up being a soft-tossing middle reliever, but being stretched out currently as a starter. Fastball out, ball and a strike. He was used exclusively as a reliever last season in his first introduction to pro ball, but that was because he had thrown 103 innings with the Longhorns, and quite frankly, the arm needed a bit of rest. Benitez can't pull the trigger on a fastball on the inside corner. Jammed him up with a good bit of late life that brought it back to the inside corner. Ball and two strikes on the Green Jacket DH. Holds the hands low, now tucks him behind the right ear. Target is high from Pineda. That's where it goes, and Benitez can't lay off. Two strikeouts, bookend the top of the first. Adam Meyer back to work. First road start here in Kannapolis for number 19 when we get back on GJ Radio.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Meyer taking the mound. Right-hander out of Canada. One of three Canadians on this roster making his second professional appearance. Line up against him, Riku Nishita, Albert Sinisian, and Caden Connor at the top, the three outfielders. Arcsi and Ronnie Hernandez, 4 and 5. Luis Pineda at 6 as the catcher. Mikey Kane at first, Edric Felix at third, and Wilbur Sanchez at second, going 7-8-9. Meyer, a 4.5 ERA right now. 4 innings, 2 earned runs. Both of those came in his first inning of work. In the home opening series, Nishita attacks the first pitch he sees. Grounder out to shortstop. Early chance for Lakeair Figueroa in his first appearance at short of the week. A nice nifty play up the middle for out number one. At the rest of the defense, Figueroa and Verdung are your double play combo. Luis Sanchez is at third. Drew Compton's at first. The outfield is Grady in left, Drake in center, and Cade Kern in right. And Alexander Martinez behind the plate for the first time since Wednesday morning. One pitch, one out. Here's Albertson Asian. Asian swinging at the second pitch of the inning, chasing a fastball off the outside corner. Meyer gets very high spin rate on both fastball and breaking ball. From the windup, underneath the bat, 93 with sink. Meyer goes sinker, slider, changeup, gets a lot of movement. Usually a sinker doesn't have the highest of spin rate. High spin with a fastball generally translates into ride at the top of the zone. But sinker spins it well. And Meyer's ahead 0-2. Pitch to Albertson. Slider outside. That one came in at 2,900 plus RPMs. Big league average for a slider is about 2,550. These are some of the things people saw to dream on Meyer. Slider and a rear end out swing from Asian just lunging at the pitch off the outside corner. That one's in the 3140s for the rotation. The numbers can be a bit excessive sometimes. We understand this isn't a StatCast broadcast, but it's just impressive to see what he can do so naturally with a baseball. 1-2, chopped off the foot of Asian. He goes limping towards the on-deck circle and try to walk that one off as the ball ended up near Meyer on the mound. Asian got that one right off the left foot, smiling, grimacing, just trying to shake off the pain and get himself going. We saw yesterday Garrett Bauman was the first pitcher for the Green Jackets to make a second start of the season. He was allowed about 70 pitches compared to the 60 that they had on opening weekend. At some point, you will have to take the training wheels off of Adam Meyer. But this early in the year is not likely that. You want 4 or 5 good innings if you can get them. Slider low and away, ball 2. Heavy diet of the slider from the former Oregon Duck. By way of the University of British Columbia. Meyer from the first base side of the rubber. Out of the windup. The righty kicks and deals. On the ground to third base. Three hop chop for Luis Sanchez. Off balance throw and he is out by half a step. Asian has a great combination of power and speed in the two spot. That ball dying quickly in the grass here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sanchez was deep. He came charging in and in one motion. Goes the long way across the diamond to set down the second cannonballer of the night. Two up, two down for the first lefty in the order, Caden Connor. Connor 2 for 13 with 4 runs driven in this week. Slider outside and high, ball 1. When Meyer misses, he generally misses away from batters. He's done a good job in his shortened career, and even in college, the misses are out of the zone rather than in the big part. Doesn't have command issues, but every pitcher is going to miss sooner rather than later. That ball fouled back 1-1. You don't want the misses to be down the center. 1-1 on Adam Meyer. Meyer to Connor. High leg kick home. Low and inside, ball two. Meyer had Tommy John surgery in April of 2022, was drafted in the seventh round of that draft regardless, recovered from TJ, and then suffered an oblique injury during his rehab last summer. Tipped off the body of Martinez 1-2. Martinez will take a little bit of time out from a spring as that one looked like he got just inside the shin guard. Martinez, none too worse for wear, but just caught that one in a little bit of a danger zone. Meyer adjusts the belt, pulls tightly on the bright green cap, and steps back on the rubber. 1-2 to Caden Connor. Inside out swing down the left field line, foul. Connor stays alive. Meyer just going about his business, very methodical with what he does. Induces a series of weak contact at seemingly every juncture. 2-2 to Caden Connor. On the ground to second base. That's the first baseman that is able to knock it down. Compton going instead of Verdung. And he makes the play himself, scampering over to the bag. Three ground ball outs for Adam Meyer in his first frame of work on the road. Nothing after one.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.
Compton, Verdung, Sanchez, switch, and two right-handers. And once you get past the leadoff spot, counting those switch hitters, it's nothing but righties, 2-3 through 9 against Gordon. Lucas Gordon struck out a pair and induced a fly ball in a 1-2-3 first. Compton hasn't had much success from the right side as a switch hitter, but none of these players have hit lefties well. First pitch fastball out at 90. Compton 3-for-10 on the week, appearing in his fourth out of the five possible games. Inside corner, a little bit further off. There's the changeup, called a strike this time, 1-1. Compton leaned back slightly in a good frame from Luis Pineda. Pitchers in the sun, hitters in the shadows. Advantage Lucas Gordon. Gordon from the windup. High pitch. Flown into right center field, a see and going over. He'll camp underneath it, and the center fielder makes the catch. A C in the best defensive outfielder that the Cannonballers have. Riku Nishida is a dynamic athlete, but still learning the position in left. Caden Connor bounces between first and right. But a C in covers ground, gets a good first step, and as he showed off a couple nights ago on the play at the plate, he's got a very above average arm. Here's Will Verdung, second baseman for the first time this year. Strike at the knees. Nothing in one. On the Corinth, Mississippi product. Verdung 2-for-11 with 5 strikeouts. Off the outer edge. Ball and a strike on Verdung. Verdung hitting 158 this year. Learning new positions. First baseman for the first time in his career. Also has seen time at DH this year. Even count. Ball and a strike. Can't pull the trigger on a fastball. Thigh high to the outer corner. Gordon just pumping stuff into the zone. And they'll have the sun on their side at least for this half inning, if not longer. High target. Low pitch. Chopped to second base. Wilmer Sanchez has time and fires on to first. Five batters, five outs. There's the first one via ground ball out of the hand of Lucas Gordon, who's now through 6 2/3 innings hitless this season. Some guys just come out swinging. Gordon's one of them. Well rested after a lengthy 2023 season between college ball and his introduction to the professional campaign. Luis Sanchez in from the right side, stands high. Stiff as a board in the right-handed batter's box, and 91 miles per hour on the fastball, catch the outer edge. Sanchez 3 for 13, riding a five-game hitting streak. He's 1 for 4 or 1 for 5 in each of his last three games. Chaves at a slider. Chasing and waving simultaneously. And the count quickly 0-2. Saw this a couple days back with Aldrin Batista, efficient and getting on a roll. Green Jackets have seen some plus pitching across the duration of this series. Kannapolis has had a lot to dream on in terms of their rotation. Targets high, 0-2. Fouled over top of the Cannonballer dugout. Had a couple players on the top step ducking for danger. Sanchez steps out, allows for the reset. No balls and two strikes. Infield slightly swung to the pole side. Still nothing and two on Sanchez. Target is up and out. That's where he goes, and Sanchez can't lay off. Second inning in a row that ends with a batter chasing a high fastball for strike three. Three Ks, two hitless innings for Lucas Gordon. Meyer back to match, facing the heart of the Cannonballer order.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Arcy Hernandez back in the cleanup spot after what was supposed to be an entirely night off yesterday. Ended up pinch hitting in the ninth and struck out as the go-ahead run. This was the second of three Ks. Drawn in the last two innings by Bo Phillip. Back in the lineup today. And first pitch swinging on Adam Meyer. Fouls it back off the body of the catcher Martinez. Arcy 2 for 12 in total this series. Five of his 12 at-bats have ended in a strikeout. Hitting 143 on the year as a whole. Meyer in the tail end of the sunshine. Slider away. Right in center field, still in the sun, setting behind us on the third base side. And about the top half of Adam Meyer still in the glow. Ball and a strike, chopped softly towards third. Going to be a tough play. Sanchez, bare hand on the run, throws. He got him. What a play. Luis Sanchez. Charging in, he loves to play deep, but in one motion, bare hand, fire, and Meyer all smiles on the mound. Meyer, a very stoic, very calm demeanor on the bump, going about his business, but very appreciative of the defense from the young third baseman. For all the cracks that have been made about Augusta's defense so far this year, there's a lot of individual talent on the field as a whole. Here's Rony Hernandez. Hernandez check swing did go around, says Dominic Romero. Can't lay off the sinker low and away. All four outs from the Cannonballers today have come via the ground ball. Meyer gets another ground ball up the middle. This time a chance for Lakehair Figueroa. Across the diamond. Infield getting more than their fair share of work. All the chances. Casey, the bat dog, is out. Has the bat. Brought it most of the way back. This has been one of the fan favorites so far this week. Saturday night crowd, the biggest they've had so far this season on opening week for Kannapolis. And on a beautiful evening in North Carolina, hard to blame. Where else would you rather be? First pitch to Luis Pineda, misses low and outside. Pineda 1 for 12 this week. Played in every game as either the catcher or the designated hitter. He's the former tonight. Outside corner, finds the edge at 92. Meyer's sinker has been up to 93-94 this year. Heavy movement. Slider cracked into center field. Drake having to head back. It's over his head into the wall. Ball just kept burning past Drake, who bobbles it slightly. Pineda will stay at second base, but a two-out double. There's the first base runner for either team, and Luis Pineda fires up the crowd. A back-spinning double on a hanging slider. Just got cracked out into center field. Drake wasn't playing shallow by any means, but center field a little bit deeper here than most ballparks with the well. It's 388 to both left and right center, and then it juts further out. Deepest part of the ballpark, and the ball just kept spinning, spinning, and soaring past Isaiah Drake's outstretched glove. Two-out threat. Man at second base. Here's Mikey Kane. Kane's 1 for 11. Ballers have outscored the Green Jackets by 7 runs, 16-9 this week. But the offense hasn't been exactly lighting the world on fire. Broken bat, foul ball down the right field line. The offense for the Cannonballers has still been held decently quiet. A few late hits yesterday off of Bo Phillip. But they had just 2 hits through the first 6 1/3 innings. Ended the day 4 runs on 6 hits. What they've done best is timely hitting and using errors and stolen bases to create momentum. You've seen a lot of RBI groundouts, sacrifice flies, and a whole lot of wild pitches and pass balls as well. Kane has to go run himself down a new bat after that one splintered off the sinker from Meyer. That sinker running into the right-hander. Meyer will force that shrapnel to break in two on more than a handful of occasions. Kane, last year's 17th round pick for the White Sox out of Oregon State. Facing off against Adam Meyer, fouled away. 0-2. Oregon-Oregon State rivalry going into a full effect here. Meyer, 1 season with the Ducks. Kane, 3 seasons during his time at Oregon State, and Corvallis with the Beavers. Two longtime strong programs at the Power 5 level, Oregon State especially. 0-2 on Kane. Meyer out of the stretch for the first time today. Fastball misses high. Put a little bit extra on that one, but left it above the chin. Kane wise to lay off. Kane had a great season last year. During his time at Oregon State, was named to the all-regional tournament team when they went down to LSU and fought all the way to the end. 1-2. Slider inside corner, strike 3, and Kane knew it. First K of the day for Adam Meyer, who pumps his fist as he heads back into the dugout. Beautiful front door slider. 2 zeros for each arm.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Hitless through two for the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-0 after two frames of baseball on both sides. Green Jackets have sent the minimum to the dish against Lucas Gordon. Now through seven hitless innings in his first two starts of the season. Gotta love the beauty of minor league baseball. Irish night at the ballpark. It was a Lucky Charms eating contest in between innings. I think everybody's the winner there, let's be honest. Lakehair Figueroa leading off for Augusta in the top of the third. Figueroa at short tonight. First pitch swinging out in front of that deadly changeup from Lucas Gordon. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and cutter. We have not seen the cutter but once today, and the changeup has been the primary weapon of choice after the fastball from Gordon. Southpaw kicks and deals, and the fastball right off the changeup. Green Jackets have not been able to lay off the high heat. Three strikeouts for Gordon already. 0-2 on Figueroa, who calls his timeout. But of those three, the last two have come with high fastballs, and even Drake, who led off the game with a K, was a pitch up and out. Fastball's been the put-away after the changeup sets it up. Targets upstairs on Figueroa. Fastball tipped into the mitt right on cue. Gotta wonder if there'll be some sort of signal coming from the dugout. Winston Sawyer or somebody in the Green Jackets uniform picking up the fact that Pineda is setting up obscenely early. This is some of the earliest setup you'll see from a catcher. He's, as soon as he puts the sign down, getting out of his crouch and holding the glove at eye level before Lucas is even ready to go. First pitch changeup above the zone, called a strike on Cade Kern. Kern's 1-for-7 with a pair of walks and a steal. Got his first hit of the year last night, along with two walks and reaching on an error. In the dirt. Changeup evens the count up. Kern from the right side. Adjusts the all-black batting gloves behind the all-black helmet. The entire field now draped in shade. Gordon didn't really need it to begin with, and this is absolutely launched. Deep to left field. Goodbye home run. First bomb of the season. It's about time. Cade Kern, her first hit yesterday. First home run today, a moonshot onto the berm in left field. That one hung in the air for a country mile. Hearn's got his first bomb of the season. It's the first for the Green Jackets in total, and it's 1-0. Saw an interesting tweet from Gavin Booker, the broadcaster for the Penguins, or the Emperors at least, however you want to call them in Rome. There were five teams that hadn't hit a bomb entering tonight. Three of them were Atlanta affiliates. You can cross Augusta off that list. First pitch called a strike on Alexander Martinez. Winston Sawyer was preaching, hit the fastball, attack the fastball whenever it's in the zone. That was upstairs on a heater, and Kern launched it into the night. No balls and a strike on Martinez. He takes a big cut and fouls it back 0-2. Kern does have that type of power, but he has not shown it as often as I think he would have liked since he made his professional debut. Hops on and gets the job done there. No balls and two strikes. That's the first hit of the season allowed by Lucas Gordon, and it is a big-time barrel. So it's the Ohio State product who has the first home run of the summer. And now Martinez swinging to fight for his life, 0-2. Change up, ball one. Martinez, just 19 years of age. He'll play the entire season at age 19. Venezuelan native, was signed in January of 2022. Spent last season in the FCL working with Winston Sawyer. Change up, swing and a miss. Marty's out in front. Five strikeouts in eight total outs thus far for Gordon. The only mistake is Kern's moonshot. Isaiah Drake hitting for the second time today. Drake led off the ballgame with a strikeout. Isaiah's another guy that has maybe some sneaky pop. Both him and Cade Kern, they're strong, but they're not overly tall. There's not a ton of mammoth proportions on them, but the bat speed, the quick hands, and the power that they possess can really make the ball get going. Drake fouls that one back off the end of the edge. Watching Isaiah Drake take batting practice when he's fully locked in is something to behold. The ball can go out in a hurry to all locations in the yard. Has more power to the backside than people would give the young kid credit for. Fastball, outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Drake didn't like that one either. That's a good frame from Pineda off the outside corner. Dominic Romero loves the big zone, but that was all catcher. Drake now slightly choked up. Target at the knees. Breaking ball, strike three. Isaiah down swinging for the second time today. Three strikeouts and a homer in the up and down inning for Lucas Gordon. But the Green Jackets are on the board. 1-0 after the bomb from Cade Kern.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Adam Meyer pitching with a lead, 1-0 in the bottom of the third after the first Augusta home run of 2024. First pitch called a strike to Adric Felix, the third baseman. Cade Kern leaves the yard. It's the only hit for Augusta so far, but they're up 1-0. And that one got the backside of Felix. Slider just backed up, never got the break it needed to. Instead of coming front door, it's a leadoff hit by pitch. Leadoff man on at the bottom of the order, and the nine hitter Wilbur Sanchez will come hitting. Sanchez 0-for-6 with a walk. This is third consecutive game played. He did not appear in Tuesday or Wednesday's ballgame. Green Jackets shift into the double play coverage, looking to turn two for the price of one. Runner started and then stopped and called a strike on a big slider that had Sanchez ducking out of the way and then ended up on the outer third. That alone tells you how much movement Adam Meyer has on his pitches. Felix has decent speed, but a short lead over at first base for now. Leaning slightly back. Slider, second one in a row. This one swung at. No balls and two strikes on Sanchez. The speedy Riku Nishida waits on deck at the top of the order. Compton, the first baseman for Augusta, holding on the runner Felix, who was hit by a pitch. Sanchez, great speed in the nine spot as well. So there's a lot of high-octane base running in the cards for Patrick Leland right here in this particular part of the order. Slider, strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Mr. Sanchez. Three straight breaking balls, and he was just outmatched. Two Oregon Ducks going toe-to-toe. Riku Nishida for his second at-bat of the day. They did not overlap. Meyer was only there in 2022. Nishida only there in 2023. Both had transferred in for other schools in their draft year. But still both representing Eugene, Oregon right here. And time is called by Martinez as he was right at the end of the pitch clock. Meyer had just lifted his leg, so he goes through a shadow release. But Martinez was trying to save him from a pitch clock violation. Remember, 15 seconds with nobody on base, 18 with a man on like there is at first right now. First pitch slider on the outside corner comes through the back door. Luis Sanchez is now in front of the bag at third base, protecting on bunt. Riku Nishida has attempted to or thought about laying down a bunt nearly every game this week. But he's either fouled it off or pulled it back in each opportunity. On the ground is short, up the middle. Figueroa takes it himself on to first and a 6-3 double play. Laycare Figueroa hops over the sliding runner, fires to beat the speedy Nishida. Three innings of no hit, one run baseball so far from Adam Meyer. He's looking good, folks. Green Jackets are adding to their lead, hopefully when we get back. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
2-3-4 in the top of inning number 4. 1-0 Augusta, a third of the way through the ball game on an absolutely glorious Saturday night for baseball. You can't ask for anything more than what we've got. Mid-60s, light breeze, sun just now going down, strong crowd, fireworks tonight. Everything right about minor league baseball going on here this evening, especially with the Green Jackets in front. 1-0 Grady Benitez Compton leading off against Lucas Gordon. Jace Grady, the switch hitter, popped out to right field in his first at-bat of the day. Sees a slider on the outside corner at 76. That might have been the actual curveball. Again, the cutter a little bit harder, a little bit less movement. Still a new offering and a fourth offering for Lucas Gordon. Delivers a fastball, foul back, 0-2. Gordon is just dominating the strike zone. Now 40 pitches, 32 strikes, an 80% clip. Most pitching coaches tell you they can live with 66.7. Two out of every three is generally a pitching coach's dream. How about four out of five? Target high on Grady. That's where they've had success. Fastball caught a big part of the zone, and it's driven out to center field. A CN back twirling towards the track, and he makes the catch right in front of the wall. Deepest part of the ballpark. A CN didn't have much more room to go on, and the ball just kept cycling out there. But a CN able to run it down for a loud out number one. Jace Grady's done that a handful of times this year already. Hit a ball hard and come up just short. Nowhere deeper in the park than where he hit it. And he sent a CN back to the reaches of the confines. Regardless, the leadoff man is set down. Here's Diego Benitez, who struck out to end the first. Benitez takes a curve ball low. Diego, the DH for the first time in his Augusta career. 19-year-old infielder has been nothing but a shortstop. Got a day off for the first time Thursday. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Augusta trying to work themselves back. Potentially be able to salvage a series split. They lost the first three, so they can't win the six-game set. Benitez in front of a changeup, 2-1. Augusta, a win today, a win tomorrow, makes it 3-3 with nine more games left this year between themselves and the Cannonballers. 1-1, there's the cutter, and it's downstairs. Augusta will host right before Memorial Day weekend. That's the only time this summer the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town. And then end of July, we have a three-game set here on the tail end of the All-Star break, which coincides, naturally, with the Major League All-Star break. Foul back on 3-1. There's a challenge fastball down the middle at 90, and Benitez shakes his head slightly. He was on it, but that's a pitch he would have liked to replicate Cade Kern's success. Now it's 3-2. Fastball up and changeup down are both set up. Pineda has preferred the former. Target is right down the middle, and it misses inside with the slider. So they went for C. It was a true false test, and they went the other option. Filled out a bubble that wasn't even on the Scantron, and it's ball four. One on, one out for Drew Compton. It'll be a very different roster for both these teams by the time we're back here. Naturally, just the progressions of minor league baseball over the course of 3 months make that true. Benitez a big lead, and he's back in standing. And immediately Connor Justice is in the ear of Benitez, because Benitez went back in standing, and that was bang, bang. He nearly got picked off. Not even for the quality of the move, just the fact that he didn't slide. Runner goes. First pitch to Compton. Strike thrown. Target on the money. Swipe tag safe. Hernandez can't believe it. Arxie Hernandez had already flipped the ball away. He thought the tag was there. Pineda has an absolute missile behind the plate, and Perry Swart says the tag didn't get there. Benitez has his second steal of the season. Called strike 0-1. Bit of a slide step there from Lucas Gordon. Pineda had a pitch outside on a fastball, an empty lane to throw from. Right on the money, but to no avail. Change up down, ball and a strike. The other reason that we'll likely have a very new roster beyond just the natural 12 weeks into a season, the reason that we have that off time scheduled at the same time as the Major League All-Star Game, even though there's no Carolina League All-Star Game, as the pitch is a fastball to go 1-2, the draft now coinciding with the All-Star Weekend, which is in Texas this season, means that there will be a lot of new players joining new organizations during the All-Star break, and some will go directly to low A. 1-2 on Compton. Slider, strike three. Compton goes down swinging. That's 7 strikeouts through 3 1/3, or 3 2/3, excuse me. The other big reason we expect to see a lot of 2024 draft picks at the low A level is they have altered the Florida Complex League and the Arizona Complex League this season. Rookie ball now starts earlier and ends earlier, so it finishes a week after the draft. Here's Will Verdung, grounded out to second so far today. Big lead for Benitez at second base. First pitch popped up right behind home plate. Pineda circling underneath it, makes the catch. The walk does not come back to bite the Green Jackets, and Will Verdung is set down. They cannot add to the total, thus still 1-0 in favor of Augusta.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Meyer, 3 innings of scoreless baseball, leading 1-0 entering the bottom of the fourth. 33 pitches, 25 strikes for Adam Meyer so far, with a strikeout and nice double play. Everything else, all 8 other outs have been ground balls. First pitch slider to Albertson, a C, and misses outside. Essien grounded out to third to start his day. Slider to the outside corner, just off, actually, 2-0. Essien showing a bit more patience. He's been very trigger-happy through the first four games of this set. Cannonballers looking to see if they can force a bit of a pitch count raise here in Adam Meyer. Went four innings and just shy of 60 pitches on opening weekend 7 days ago. On a good pace to get through at least four here, barring major incident this frame. We'll see if he does that, whether he would have a fifth in him or not. Slider, just high. After the first inning, it's been a very slider-heavy diet so far from Adam Meyer to both righties and lefties. 3-1 to Essien. Strike on the outside corner. Sinker at 91 runs in through the back door. Glove side sinkers for righties can be so difficult to locate at times, trying to get the run that stays on the corner but doesn't come back to the middle. Slider tipped and not caught clean. And now they're going to say it was caught clean, and it's thrown on to first. So I'm not sure how that one works. Dominic Romero might need to give us some sort of explanation, and Patrick Leland wants one. It was tipped into the mitt, and then the ball was dropped, but it did hit the back of the glove of Martinez. Martinez is arguing it was on the transfer, so then he tagged out Essien. Theoretically, you couldn't have a drop third strike if he made contact, but a foul tip into the mitt would be strike three. Leland not happy with the call, but they will say it's on Martinez's transfer, which means that that's out number one. Second strikeout of the day for Adam Meyer. You just never know what you're going to see at a baseball game. Caden Connor, the left-handed hitting outfielder, steps in. He grounded out to first to end inning number one. Slider, 0-1. Connor 2-for-14 against the Green Jackets. Adam Meyer working quickly. Martinez target low and away, and it's scooped down the third baseline, foul. Long looping swing from Connor. Meyer goes back to the rosin bag behind the pitcher's mound as timeout is called from Caden Connor. Entering the twilight stages, the entire ballpark is still in shadow, but you can see some rays of sun behind center field. Chopped to first base again. Another chance for Compton. He takes it himself once more. Back-to-back ground outs to first for Caden Connor. Two up, two down in the fourth. Only base runners to reach so far are Luis Pineda with a two-out double in the second and Edric Felix with a leadoff hit-by-pitch in the third. The Felix hit-by-pitch was erased with a double play from Riku Nishida. Cannonballers two up, two down in the fourth. Arxie Hernandez trying to find his way on. First pitch slider, no balls and a strike. Hernandez a lot of pop in the cleanup position. Outside, one ball, one strike. Hernandez making his Kannapolis debut this year. Spent two seasons in the Dominican Summer League. Made his ACL complex debut, in 2023 out in Arizona. 1-1 outside edge with a sinker, ran back to the corner. Arxie's best year came back in 2022, his second stage of the DSL. Hit just over 275, 1-2 from Meyer in the dirt off the chest protector of Martinez and rolling all the way to the on-deck circle. Hernandez just watching it go past, not phased to potentially go in. And that was the first changeup right on right that we've seen today from Adam Meyer. The changeup is a distant third pitch. It's not close to the top two in terms of usage with sinker slider. But especially to lefties and especially late in games, Meyer will potentially bring that out. Slider, strike three. Seen that one a handful of times. 2 Ks in the inning, 3 Ks in the day. Adam Meyer, 4 scoreless innings so far in his second professional start.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Pitchers duel again at Atrium Health Ballpark. Seems like that's all we've had this season. 1-0 after four. The only mistake coming from Lucas Gordon. A hanging fastball down the middle that Cade Kern launched, seemingly to the sun. 1-0, Green Jackets leading. Luis Sanchez sees one downstairs. 52 pitches for Gordon and counting. But no action in the pen, there's no reason to. He's been dynamic with the exception of the solo homer. Sanchez, Figueroa, Kern, 6-7-8 due up. Change up in ball two. Sanchez putting his 5-game hit streak and 6-game on base streak online tonight. He struck out in the second. First pitch, fastball, chopped. On the ground to shortstop, Arcy Hernandez. A strong throw over to first in plenty of time for out number one. Green Jackets have had two base runners. One was the home run and the other a walk back in the fourth to Diego Benitez, who also stole a base. Lake Air Figueroa, one of a handful of strikeout victims. 7 Ks, in fact, already for Lucas Gordon through just 4 1/3. Figueroa, wearing the number 57, stands deep in the right-handed box, holds the hands high behind the right ear. Fastball away, 1 ball, no strikes. Lake Harris played all over the diamond, bounced between short, third, and second base. He's at short today for just the second time. Change up down. Figueroa watching it spike all the way into the grass. 2 balls and no strikes. Lake Harris 3-for-18 total in the season. Doesn't strike out very often. The one in the second was just his third of the year. Here's the 2-0. Wave through. Good time for the off-speed. Change up at 81. That was Gordon's best pitch. Became the primary starter, the Friday night guy at Texas under the lights. And ran all the way through the Big 12. Big 12 pitcher of the year in 2023 before he was drafted. Figueroa backside cracks this one out towards right field, looking up at the wall. And it's off the base of the wall and it dies there. Figueroa heading to second. He's not stopping there. Throw into the cutoff and not in time to third. Lake Care Figueroa with a one-out triple, his first extra base hit of the season. Just laced that one, a gashing shot into right field. And not only did it clang up against the wall, but it just died there. Caden Connor was looking for a more substantial rebound. He had to go, taking an extra few steps, go pick it up off the base of the fence. By the time the throw came into the cutoff man, Wilbur Sanchez, Figueroa easily into third ahead of the throw. Two big swings from the bottom third of the order. Figueroa's triple and a home run from the man hitting here, Cade Kern. After Figure Kern will be seeing some changeups after he took the fastball out. First pitch swinging into left field, base hit. He did get the changeup and he was ready for it. Cade Kern having himself quite the evening. Two RBIs, two hits on two swings for the Ohio State Buckeye. Figueroa comes on to score and the Green Jackets double the lead 2-0. You want to start winning some ball games, you got to find offense from 1 through 9. Green Jackets have been looking for that. The bottom third of the order has stepped up more often than not, especially when wins have been in the cards for Winston Sawyer. So far tonight, it's the eight-hitter Cade Kern with a home run and RBI single. Here's Alexander Martinez. First pitch to Martinez is in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Martinez working as the 1B in the catcher tandem to Jacob Godman's 1A. Did catch two out of the three games on opening weekend, has caught two now of the five counting today. Martinez 0 for 12 this season. They'll pick over to first to check on Cade Kern. Kern runs well. Outfielder with good speed. Gordon has an adequate move. Doesn't have a ton of deception, but he's quick over there from the left-handed side. Kern was 11 for 15 stealing bases last year and 7 of 10 with a green jacket. Line drive out to right field. Cade and Connor two steps back. That's all he had to take. Positioned well from the scouting report. And it's a hard hit out number two for Alexander Martinez. Back to the top of the order. Third time in five innings we've seen Isaiah Drake get a chance to swing against the lefty. Green Jackets struggled with southpaws for the first seven games of the year. They haven't been fantastic against Lucas Gordon, but especially at the bottom, Cade Kern seeing it well. Kern had started to extend into the secondary early. Gordon saw it out of the corner of his eye and a quick pickoff just to keep him honest. Leg lift was slow enough that Kern got back in plenty of time. Isaiah Drake has struck out twice. Pickoff move much closer this time. And on a bang-bang play, Kern is safe at first. Another chance in which Kern extended early and nearly paid the price. Green Jackets have had themselves be picked off twice this week already. Runner goes, and Drake fouls it deep down the left field line. Good cut on a fastball out at 90. Not a full-on pitch out. It was on the outside corner, however. And Luis Pineda was ready for it. He was nearly out of the crouch as soon as the ball was released. Got a good jump on the other side for Kern. No balls and a strike on the Green Jacket center fielder Isaiah Drake. Runner goes again. Fastball out. Good one to throw on. Plenty of time. He got him. Pineda, absolute launch from behind the plate. Slide step, cannon, and Kern is caught stealing. Drake will lead off the sixth, but the Green Jackets add to the total and double the lead, 2-0, halfway through the ballgame.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adam Meyer going back out for the fifth. Wasn't really a question of if. After 47 pitches to get through four, there is now a little bit of movement. The bullpen catcher is at least going down there to make sure everybody's potentially ready. But it's all Cade Kern's ball game halfway through. Four innings for Kern, three strikeouts, one hit, no runs. Meyer in just his second professional start. He'll see Hernandez, Pineda, Kane, 5-6-7. Ronnie Hernandez, first pitch swinging, fouls it away. No balls and a strike. Meyer has worked sinker and slider with dexterity. In and out, mostly staying outside to both left and right-handed hitters. 0-1 on the ground is short. Another ground ball opportunity. Figueroa across the diamond for out number one. There has not been a single fly ball out for the Cannonballers so far. It's been 9 ground outs counting the double play and 3 strikeouts for Adam Meyer. That's what you want from a sinker ball pitcher. Meyer's a guy who, if he proves himself healthy, could potentially move quick through this organization. First pitch slider, Pineda in a different time zone. Way out in front of that one, 0-1. Pineda has the only hit of the night for the Cannonballers, a double to the fence in dead center. Fastball misses low and outside, sinking to the glove side, 1-1. Mikey Kane is on deck. This begins the run of 4 consecutive right-handers from Pineda to Sanchez at the bottom of the order. 1-1. Slider high. Breaking ball tried to whiff its way across the edge. That might have actually been the changeup. Didn't have a lot of movement, but came in at 85. 2-1 slider popped up. Down the first base line in foul territory. Compton over towards the fence. And he couldn't quite get there. Ball just kept hooking towards the fence. Compton was moving at about 3/4 speed, trying to figure out where he was in terms of positioning on the field. And it ended up kissing right off the side of the front railing in the Cannonballers' dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Pineda now. Pineda adjusting, using his timeout. Laces and unlaces and laces again on that elbow guard. Now back to work. Inside and high, ball 3. Tried to work something to the corner and the count goes full. Pineda looking to be the first man to reach base twice for the Cannonballers. And he will do just that. Screaming line drive into left field. 2 for 2 for Luis Pineda. And the tying run comes to the plate in the bottom of the 5th. Should be Mitch Ferris to piggyback at some point off of Adam Meyer. Meyer, 55 pitches, 39 strikes, pounding the zone with efficiency. Kane struck out looking to end the second. He was the first of 3 strikeout victims. Fouls that one away, 0-1. Nobody in the pen for either team. 64 pitches for Gordon, 56 and counting for Meyer. Can't see either of them going past the 6th, but as of right now, you can pencil them both in to at least go through the 5th. Slider waved at by Kane. No balls and 2 strikes. Kane at first base today. Been able to bounce across the diamond. Also seen some time at 3rd. 0-2, Meyer from the stretch. Slider misses low and outside. A diving stop by Martinez to keep that in front. Nice play there from Alexander Martinez. Green Jackets playing on the infield to pull, but still slightly in double play depth. The entire 4-hole is open with Compton holding on and Verdung towards second base. Anything to go oppo would work well for number 7, but Mikey Kane lets it go inside for ball 2. Sinker starting to lose some of its velocity here for Meyer. That one was down to 88. He had been 90-92 for most of the day. Meyer still getting fully stretched out here in early April. 2-2. Slider nubbed, foul out of play. Kane takes a long walk, adjusts everything, and gets ready to go. Momentum of the swing as he was chasing a slider off the corner took him into the left-handed batter's box, and then he just took a full 360 loop. 2-2, and it hit him. Changeup got him right on the belt. Second hit batter of the day for Adam Meyer. And now you're going to see some movement down in the pen for the Green Jackets. Bullpen catcher Luis Parra-Babire is headed first, and we'll see who joins him. That will be Mitch Ferris. Winston Sawyer would, if possible, like to avoid having to go to Ferris in the middle of an inning. 2-on, 1-out in a 2-0 game, and the pitching coach comes out. It's been a series of Braves coordinators doing the pitching, with Elvin Nina not available this week. But Edrick Felix and Wilbur Sanchez are the two that could still hit this inning, 8 and 9 in the order. Jackets have already turned one double play today. Got the 6-3 to get out of a similar jam in the third off the bat of Riku Nishida. Green Jackets have never turned more than two double plays in a game, at least this year. Meyer's the guy you want in this situation. Not a lot of pro experience, but been around the game for a long time, and he's been in the organization for almost 2 years now, picking up pieces as they rebuilt him as he came back from Tommy John and oblique injury. Felix was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, and his first swing of the day over top of a changeup. Meyer now going to the right-on-right changeup more and more. Ferris throwing quickly. Pineda at second, Kane at first. 0-1, one out. Slider chopped to third, foul, backhanded by Sanchez. Picked up on the foul side of the bag. Now everybody confirms that it was, in fact, a foul ball. Pineda was looking around confusedly. He saw Luis Sanchez pump fake, just mime the throw over to first, and then thought that the ball might still be live. Can't be too careful, but he's back at second where he started the day. 0-2 on Felix. Meyer kicks and deals and nearly hit him again. Slider starting to stay further and further to the arm side. Left that one behind a little bit. Felix brings the toes a bit closer to home plate. Crowding a bit more in the two-strike count. 1-2 on Edrick Felix. Meyer gives a look at Pineda at second. Slider fouled off the body of Martinez. That one looked like it went from the bat to the tip of the mitt and into the chest protector. So very nearly a foul tip, strike three. Instead, it's still 1-2. Myers at 64 pitches. This inning has already been his longest of the day. Meyer to a stop, a check of the runner at second. Slider outside, pulled that one the other direction, 2-2. Meyer's got 4 Ks in 4 1/3. Allowed 2 hits and hit 2 batters. 2 on with 1 out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. They throw back down to second, and it hit off the runner Pineda and goes into right field. Both runners will advance 90 feet. Martinez got greedy with a back pick, and it goes down as an E2. It's a strikeout swinging from Adric Felix, but Martinez chucked it. Verdung was a little bit late getting there, so he was behind the bag, and the ball hit off the shoulder blades of the runner, Luis Pineda. First error of the day for the Green Jackets. Pineda up to third, Kane up to second. Now a base hit to the outfield could tie the game for Wilbur Sanchez. Grady, Drake, and Kern are the outfielders, and they all come in a little bit with the exception of Grady, who's very deep in left center. Slider away, 1-0. Martinez nearly had a gripe of catcher interference there, or batter interference, as the swing through from Felix took his momentum across the plate. Martinez almost ran into him on the follow-through. 1-0 misses outside, ball two. If anything, Martinez almost could have embellished if he extends the release point just a little bit later, throws his body forward. Even if he instigates the contact with the batter, Felix, it still would have been the fault of Felix. The runner would have been called out, and Felix still would have struck out. First base open, 2-0. Sinker to the outside edge. 2 balls and a strike. Don't want to flip the lineup over. Riku Nishida, great bat control, can hurt you in a lot of ways. Would also load the bases. Nishida's 0-2, but has a couple RBIs in this series yet. 2 balls and a strike on Sanchez. In the dirt, ball three. They want to appeal out on the swing. Martinez was very vocal about that fact behind the plate. But a field umpire, Perry Swartz, says no. Three balls and a strike on Wilbur Sanchez, all-time leader in games played for the Kannapolis franchise. On year three here in Kannapolis. 3-1. Slider chopped off the plate and backwards. Count goes full. Luis Pineda at third. He singled. Mikey Kane at second. He was hit by a pitch. Both of them advanced to their current bases on the throwing error from the catcher Martinez trying to backpick Pineda at second. Full count. Walk loads the bases for the leadoff hitter. Meyer against Sanchez. The pitch. Called strike three. Sinker to the outside corner. Meyer gets the punch out and strands a pair. Back-to-back K's with the tying run in scoring position. He holds firm. Five strong innings for Adam Meyer to finish up his afternoon. He leaves with a lead, and the Green Jackets are in front 2-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Adam Meyer is likely done, but Lucas Gordon is still hard at work. Gordon with a two-run deficit facing, and he'll see Isaiah Drake for the third time today. Drake, Grady, Benitez at the top of the order for Augusta. First pitch to Isaiah is a high fastball. Gets the doors blown off 0-1. Fastball down to 89. That's the slowest heater of the day so far for the lefty Gordon. Still has good movement and good location. Now runs the cutter to the outside corner. Quickly 0-2 on Isaiah. Drake looking to avoid the hat trick. Two balls, no strikes. On the Green Jackets leadoff man, target is very high from Pineda. And it's outside. Probably right at the top of the zone, but a bit too far to the glove side for Lucas Gordon. Drake in the lefty-lefty matchup has one hit against left-handed pitching this season. Spoils a slider off the outside corner. Went back to that cut slider in a great location. And Drake was very far out in front of it, but enough length on the barrel to spoil that and stay alive to see at least one more. Drake back in center field after a night off yesterday. Also saw a game at DH on Wednesday, trying to manage his load in his first full season of professional baseball. Cutter out. And it misses to run the count to 2-2. Still nobody in the pen for Kannapolis. They're trusting Gordon for the foreseeable future. Lucas Gordon kicks and deals. Slider, he did go around. Drake couldn't hold off. It's the eighth strikeout and third of the day on Isaiah Drake. Gordon continues to run those K numbers up. Now 70 pitches through 5 1/3. Not a bad pace, and were he stretched out, you could think he could probably go 7 or more. He's already into the 6th. You just wonder how much longer he'll be allowed to work in just the second start of the season. First pitch curveball to Jace Grady is outside. Now it looks like there might be some motion in the direction of the bullpen. Nick Altermat is headed down there with a catcher. It'll be the second time we see Altermat this series. High change up 2-0. There was one change to the Kannapolis roster today. Manuel Veloz, who we saw two nights ago. Green Jackets put up three hits and a run on him in the seventh inning of their loss on Wednesday morning. Fastball high and outside. Three balls, no strikes on Grady. But Veloz has been called up to High A Winston-Salem. That's the third organization or third team in the affiliate that he's been a part of already this season. Was supposed to open the season here in Kannapolis. Got called up as an emergency arm to go from low A to triple A when Charlotte ran out of arms. Course of six games in a series with the Norfolk Tides, who are on another planet offensively to start off the season. Got brought back down here, made an appearance against the Green Jackets, and now Veloz is headed to Winston-Salem to work with close friend of the broadcast, Xavier Herring, in the Winston-Salem Dash. It's the beauty of having three teams in one affiliate, all separated by about an hour and a half of drive time. You can move players up and down the system relatively easily. 3-0 on Jace Grady after a meeting at the mound from the catcher Pineda. Whatever he said seems to work as a fastball runs to the outside corner at 93-1. Altermat getting going now quicker. Got some extra time with the stall tactics from Pineda. 3-1. Grady high fly ball into shallow right field. In on the hands just a little bit. He was late underneath it, and the catch is made by Caden Connick. Two up, two down in the sixth. Both Green Jacket runs have come off the bat of Cade Kern, who has a homer and an RBI single. Patrick Leland is out to the mound. 75 pitches for Gordon. He gets to the mark they wanted him at. Hasn't made the motion yet, however. And they're maybe trying to give Altermat a little bit more time to throw. But this is the first time we've seen Leland out there where he hasn't immediately made the move. And Gordon said he wants it. Lucas Gordon asks for one more chance, wants the ball again to get Benitez, and Leland accepts. Clearly had some faith, or at least knew that Gordon was going to let him leave the door open. Wanted to look into the starter's eyes. He saw the drive that Gordon has, and the Longhorn stays out to face Diego Benitez. Benitez has struck out, walked, and stole a base. First pitch to Diego Benitez, misses low and inside with a changeup. One ball, no strikes on Benitez, who's hitting 300 in total on the season. High target, fastball, check swing, but it doesn't matter. It was in the zone regardless, 1-1. Tough pitch to pull the trigger on early in the count. Fastball, chest high and on the inside corner. Perfectly located from the southpaw. Gordon delivering again and spun towards the third base coaching box. Out in front of the sinking fastball, 1-2. Meyer and Gordon were locked in the pitcher's duel. Gordon working into the sixth. We believe it'll be Mitch Ferris for the bottom half against the Cannonballers. It will be at their top of the order. Two runs, three hits, an error for the Jackets. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Cannonballers. Target at eye level. See if they can get Benitez to chase. The 1-2. They can once again. Nine strikeouts against the Green Jackets for Gordon. He's through six innings of two-run ball, but they're on the wrong side of the scoreboard right now. It is 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Well, the final line for Adam Meyer is a beautiful one. Five innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and six strikeouts. He is in line for the win if the bullpen holds. 12 outs to get, and at least to start, it's Mitch Ferris. Lefty out of Division II, Wingate University. Fastball, changeup, and slider. Took the loss on Sunday in his first and only start of the season so far. 3 2/3, six strikeouts, two walks, and ERA just above 7. First pitch to Riku Nishida, the lefty, misses high and inside. Ferris working from the left side. Fastball, slider. That's his primary go-to. Has pitched very well to lefties, but was hit hard by righties in that start against the Fireflies. Fouled off of Martinez, 1-1. Ferris shuffles to a stop on the first base side of the rubber. Slightly crossbody, a bunt push towards second base, and that's going to work beautifully. Nishida finally gets the chance to lay a bunt down. He barreled the bunt past the pitcher's mound and placed that in a fantastic location. Verdung came charging in, but not in time, and Nishida's on in a big leadoff spot. Old school style of play, so much fun to watch with Nishida doing all the small things right. He's 2-for-3 stealing this week and 2-for-4 overall. You know he wants to go if he can. First pitch fastball called a strike top of the zone to Albertson Asien. Came in at 88. Asien has grounded out and struck out, 0-for-2. Ferris was a fantastic two-way player in his career with the Wingate Bulldogs, won a title in 2021. Slider downstairs, a ball and a strike. Ferris now converting at the professional level to a pitcher only. Has foregone the bat. Getting a chance to focus full time on the arm. Nishida, a big lead at first. 1-1. Slide step, fastball, foul back. Sinking heater comes in at 88 with a good bit of arm side run. Has a C in behind in the count, 1-2. Nishida shuffles off once again, trying to time up Ferris best he can. A lot of time in this inning for him to potentially go. Breaking ball, strike three. Asien just got locked up. First strikeout of the day for Mitch Ferris. Ball just tunneled straight downstairs. Fell out of the sky. Ferris with a beauty of an off-speed. One on, one out for Caden Connor. Connor, the second of three lefties in this lineup. He shows bunt, drops it down the third base line. Going to be a tough play for everybody. Ferris takes it himself, but he throws it into right field. It's up into the bullpen. Nishida stops at third. Ferris nearly ran into Martinez trying to make that play. They're forcing the issue with the Green Jackets. It would have been bang, bang on Connor regardless. But it's an E1, and there's men at second and third. On a pair of bunts, there's two men in scoring position. The tying run is at second base with one out for Arcy Hernandez. The inability to add greater insurance for the Green Jackets keeps this game in a very close, very precarious situation. Arcy is grounded out and struck out. First pitch called a strike, 88 on the corner. Infield is still back as of now, especially with Nishida's speed. They're willing to concede the play at the plate, with the exception of the first baseman Compton, who's well off the line but shallow. Ferris, fastball tipped into the mitt, 0-2. Mighty swing from Hernandez, but off balance. Time called by Arcee. Lights in full effect, and the biggest crowd of the season so far for the Cannonballers. We're on the road to start here on opening weekend. They get their first Saturday gate, and the place is packed out to capacity. 0-2 fouled back, tried to triple up on the sinking fastball, went in on the corner. Tonight, the third of three fireworks shows for Kannapolis on opening weekend. A lot of fans, a lot of families out to see the show on a beautiful April evening. 0-2 on Arcee Hernandez. Ferris inside corner, strike three with the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for back-to-back outs. One swinging, one looking, both with the changeup. Two on, two out for Rony Hernandez. Both left-handed hitters that have faced Mitch Ferris so far have gotten on by way of bunting. Both righties have struck out. Ronnie Hernandez, not a man who's used to getting a bunt single, and especially with two outs, have to figure he's swinging away. Fastball low, bodied well by Martinez. Riku Nishida, as he so often does when he's at third base and he's not being held on, gets a long walking lead down the line, about as far as he could desire. Luis Sanchez with a lefty at the plate, swung towards the shortstop position. On the ground to first, backhanded by Compton. He'll flip to Ferris, steps on the bag, and they leave two men stranded. Mitch Ferris works around the bunts, the single and the error, and leaves two men in scoring position to keep the Green Jackets in front and the Cannonballers off the board.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Make plans now for Saturday, April 27th, as Augusta Sports League presents the Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park. A day full of over 100 beers, ciders, and much more, all included with your entry ticket. The best craft beers from the best national, regional, and local breweries around. Ticket information, a list of breweries, and details are available now at AugustaCraftBeerFest.com. The Augusta Craft Beer Festival at SRP Park, Saturday, April 27th. Get your tickets today.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
End of the line for Lucas Gordon. Six innings, three hits, two runs, a walk, and nine strikeouts. It's a quality start in the book, but he's still on the hook for the loss if the score holds, trailing 2-0 in the top of the seventh. New arm is Nick Altermat out of Minnesota State Mankato, making his third appearance of the season, second against the Green Jackets. Last worked on the series opener, April the 9th, gave up two hits and the only run of the game in the loss for Augusta. He'll face Compton, Verdung, and Sanchez. Switch right and right. First time hitting from the left side today for Drew Compton against the righty. And he takes a changeup to make the count nothing and one. Alterman fastball, cutter, and changeup. That was the final offering. And a fastball is crushed into right center field and down for a base hit. Compton circles. He's looking for two. Lackadaisically cut off by a CN in right center field. And Drew Compton has a leadoff double. First base coach Connor Justice wasn't looking to send Compton right off the bat. Albertson Asian, if you weren't with us a couple nights ago, has a double plus arm in right and center field. And he showed it off when he was in center 2 evenings ago on a play at the plate. But Asian taking his time getting to the ball in the right center gap, and Compton just never stopped running. Time is called, and that's a balk. Nick Altermat just committed a balk. Looked like he shuffled, stopped, put the ball in the glove, and then took it out. Doesn't matter the reason, just matters that Compton moves up 90 feet. So a leadoff double essentially turns into a leadoff triple, and now the infield's in for Wilver Dung. Green Jackets looking to only add to the scoreboard. Change up low, 1-0. Back-to-back batters have begun with the changeup. Altermat gave up two hits, a run, a walk in two Ks against the Green Jackets on Tuesday evening. Worked a scoreless frame in the win against Charleston on Saturday, 7 days ago. 1-0 on Verdung. Up the middle, knocked down by Altermat. Double clutches, looks at third, and a nice play on the mound by the pitcher. If that gets up the middle, even if the play is made by the second baseman, Wilber Sanchez, that still likely scores Compton. Good reaction time from the pitcher. That's what happens when you have a two-way player on the mound. Led Mankato in batting average while also being a fantastic pitcher at the D2 level. Missed all of last season with injury. Back with a vengeance now. Man at third, one out for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez is struck out and grounded out. First pitch swinging, base hit up the middle. Green Jackets score a run as Compton comes home. And Luis Sanchez now has a 5-game hit streak. Second RBI of the weekend for Sanchez. Gotten on base in every game he's played. He's been at the top of the order, the bottom of the order. Now he's at the sixth spot, and he just continues to find ways to produce. Sanchez, just a lot of fun to watch. Leyker Figueroa has a triple and a strikeout today. Big lead at first for Sanchez. Fastball to the outside corner, 0-1. Sanchez signed one day after turning 18 back in 2022. Out of Panama City in Panama. He's made an impact offensive and defensively. Big lead for Sanchez at first. Slide step, and Figueroa fouls it back. Definitely worried about the running, trying to control it best they can. Altermat's a bit more deliberate to the plate than the starter Lucas Gordon was. Good slide step there, but at the time, Sanchez was not going anywhere. 0-2 on Figueroa, who's the shortstop tonight. Sanchez gets the lead a little bit bigger. Altermat a long hold, and he will pick over. Sanchez back with a dive ahead of the tag. Green Jackets lead 3-0 after the RBI single from Luis Sanchez. Compton started the frame with a double and then moved over on a balk before the next pitch was thrown. 0-2 on Figueroa. Altermat delivers, misses outside with a fastball. They'll back pick with the catcher, Pineda. Sanchez is in standing. Justice in his ear, giving direction on what he sees and what he doesn't see. One on, one out, one in the top of the seventh. Altermat delivers. Hard hit towards third, but foul. A little bit out in front. Went with the cutter, and it just stayed on the inside corner. Figueroa's 1-for-2. The man on deck, Cade Kern, 2-for-2 with two RBIs, including a solo homer. Altermat from the first base side of the rubber. From the stretch, big leg kick and misses down. Pineda picks it off the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Busy action around the Carolina League. We'll take our tour of the Carolinas. Double header in Lynchburg between the Fred Nats and Hillcats. First one finalized in favor of the home side. 4-2, Lynchburg wins their second in a row. Freddies are back up top in the nightcap, though, 3-1 in the seventh. Figueroa flies it behind first base. Long run out for Mikey Kane, and he will not be able to get there. With the right fielder, Caden Connor swung into right center field. There was nobody that was close enough to track that down, no matter the speed. Fred Nats won their first five of the season before dropping last night's contest and then the first game of the doubleheader. A reminder, all minor league doubleheaders are 2 7-inning games. So that's the final inning down there. 2-2 on Figueroa. Check swing on a high fastball. He did not go. No reason to appeal, says Dominic Romero. Count 3-2. Carolina has gone final on Down East. The Mudcats are now 7-1. They win 7-5 over the Down East Wood Ducks. We'll see Carolina next week. Runner goes, 3-2, foul back. Sanchez, a bit of a late jump. Figueroa continues to fight and fight and fight. Charleston leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1 in Fayetteville, top of the sixth between a pair of 4-3 teams. Two of the four teams out of six in the South Division that are at 4-3 in the jam-packed Southern. Long hold from Altermat. There's the ninth pitch of the at-bat. On the ground is short, under the glove of Hernandez. Sanchez looking to go first to third. He will. Throw comes behind the play into second base. That keeps Figueroa at first. It was hard hit, a tough play, and let's see what the call is. They will say it's an E6. So it's an E6 that gets Figueroa on for the second time today. Men on the corners with one out for Cade Kern, who's red hot. Fireflies have gone final on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 9-0 in Columbia. Columbia's won 4 of 5 so far against Myrtle Beach, who's now 2-6. Myrtle Beach will be the next test for the Cannonballers. They'll head out to Ticket Return Park. First pitch fastball low and in. Scoots away slightly from Pineda, but not far enough for Figueroa to chance going to second base. Run himself into a potential second out. Kern has homered and singled. Three nothing top seven at Atrium Health Ballpark. Long hold for Altermat. Gives a couple looks at first, a third, and now comes home. Kern cracks it down the right field line, late and foul. Good distance, but it hooks its way into the Carolina Knight. Another arm going into the pen for the Cannonballers. Might be Bryce Collins. Speculation is all we have for now. 1-1 on Cade Kern. Late decision to swing on a fastball. Hardest pitch of the day at 94 for Altermat. Got a big leg kick, reared up and delivered that one at full strength. Fly ball to left or right, potentially scores a run. Have to be a little bit more careful in center with a Sien's arm. 1-2 on Cade Kern. In the dirt, count even. Good backhand stop by Luis Pineda. Luis Sanchez at third, Lakehair Figueroa at first. 2-2 on Cade Kern, who's homered and singled already tonight. Has a pair of RBIs in the 3-0 game. Swing and a miss, got him. Good changeup, falls off the corner, big second out, and a big first strikeout thus far for Altermat. Time is called. Patrick Leland directing what the play is going to be on first and third. He sends it into Pineda, and Pineda steps in front of home plate to relay the message to the duration of the infield. Alexander Martinez has struck out and lined out to deep right field. 0 for 2, but not for lack of barrels. Martinez still searching for that first hit of the summer. Sanchez a big lead at third base. Same with Figueroa. Fastball high. Martinez is late, 0-1. Mitch Ferris will go back out for the bottom of the seventh. He'll see Pineda, Kane, and Felix, three righties. Oh-1, target outside. Swung through on a changeup. Runner's going to go. Got a late break. He's trapped, and he's safe. He's safe. He got around the tag, which means the runner scores at home. The ball beat him there by two steps, and somehow the tag didn't get put down properly. Figueroa's into second for a stolen base, and that gives a steal of home for Luis Sanchez. Sanchez scores to make it a 4-0 game. Barry Swartz makes the call. That's the second time a ball has beaten the Green Jacket runner to second, and he's been held safe. Martinez swings through strike three, but the damage is done. Two runs to double the lead. 4-0 at the stretch here in Kannapolis.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Luis Pineda leading off the bottom of the seventh. Pineda, Kane, and Felix, a long break for Mitch Ferris after a first inning of work in where he allowed a single and an error but stranded two men on, both in scoring position with a strikeout and a weak ground ball. Pineda has doubled and singled today. 2-for-2, and he's late on a pitch off the outside corner at 85 to go 0-1. Now doubling the lead after two runs in the top half. Kannapolis trailing 4-0. Flown into right field. Kern drifting back. Plenty of room, and he makes the catch for out number one. Two-seamer at 87, running away from the bat. Pineda tried to go with it, but didn't quite have enough leg. Leadoff man set down. Here's Mikey Kane. Kane has struck out and been hit by a pitch. Kane at first base tonight. He's played both corners of the infield. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. Slider called a strike, 0-1. Four nothing, bottom seven. Big leg kick from Paris, and it's fouled away. Nothing and two. Mitch Ferris was always planning on piggybacking. Meyer ended up going five strong. Breaking ball in the dirt and chased by Mikey Kane. Second strikeout in the last three batters faced. Third of the day for Mitch Ferris. Big punch out. Two up, two down in the bottom of the seventh. Ferris looking to do what has been an indescribably hard task so far for Green Jackets relievers, and that's posting a zero after the team scores a bit of insurance. Feels like both Columbia and Kannapolis so far this season have excelled at getting runs right back. First pitch called a strike on Edric Felix. Felix has been hit by a pitch and struck out swinging. First pitch below the knees. One ball, one strike. Felix is 0-for-9 this week. Stands close to the plate. Hits from the right side against the lefty Ferris. Fastball high. Two balls and one. Felix trying to keep the patience, work deeper into the count, run the count up on Ferris. 2-1. Hit high into center field. Drake's underneath it. And a scoreless inning for the second time in a row for Mitch Ferris. 4-0 Green Jackets after 7 here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Another call to the bullpen for Patrick Leland after 2 runs on 6 batters in 1 inning. For Nick Altermat, they'll flip it over to Mark McLaughlin. 6-3 righty working against the leadoff man, Isaiah Drake. First pitch misses outside at 93. Second time we've seen McLaughlin this week. Working from the right side of the rubber against Drake, who has a hat trick of strikeouts so far. Isaiah watches him miss high, 2-0. McLaughlin out of the other UT. We saw UT as in Texas in the starter with Lucas Gordon. This is the University of Tennessee, the former Volunteer. Misses high with a curveball. 3 balls, no strikes. Have to figure Drake will be taking all the way here as none of the offerings have been particularly close. McLaughlin last worked 2 innings, 3 days ago, 2 hits, a run, and a walk. 3-0 to Drake, high, ball 4. Isaiah's on for the first time today. Good speed on the bases, good speed at the plate. Jace Grady comes up, having flown out thrice. Grady's been underneath everything today. Hit one to the deepest part of the park, way in dead center back in the fourth. That was run down at the fence by Albertson Asiant. Nobody in the pen for the Jackets right now. Mitch Ferris through 2 innings, looks very solid. Big lead at first for Drake. Not going. First pitch fastball misses high. 5 straight out of the zone, all either up or arm side for Mark McLaughlin. McLaughlin this season 0-1 with a 7.36 ERA. 3 runs in 3 2/3. 5 straight, including 1-0 to Grady. Runner does go. Swung on and popped into left field. Over towards the corner, and it falls foul harmlessly, sending Drake back to first base. Ferris is through 23 pitches, and 18 of those have been strikes. Much like Meyer, and to an extent Lucas Gordon, majority of the pitchers, especially the starters, have been in the zone early and often. That was the first strike of the day from McLaughlin. Let's see if he can build off of that one. 1-1 on the Green Jackets two-hole. Grady hitting from the left side, as he has all night. Hitting from the left side for the first time. Late on a fastball. 1-2. Grady 0-3, 3-15 this week. He's had more success this season from the left side than he has the right. Drake going again. Fastball high. Goodwin to throw on. Pineda fires a bullet. He is safe. And the dugout is ready to burst. Patrick Leland just came sprinting out to argue. Both Arcy Hernandez and Wober Sanchez had something to say. And now Patrick Leland's going to give Perry Swartz a piece of his mind. There have been three steals at second where it's been a bang-bang play. All of them could have been out, maybe better than 50-50 chance. And all of them have gone the way of the Green Jackets. It's Isaiah's first steal of the day, and Patrick Leland is still out there giving Perry Swartz the business. Swartz telling him to calm down. Perry not happy, but a lot of demonstrative gestures from Patrick Leland. We saw those from his old man aplenty in his time with the Tigers. Leland gets a few cheers, but it's mostly a chorus of boos directed at Mr. Perry Swartz out behind second. Drake's in safely. Two balls and two strikes on Jace Grady. Long look at Drake at second. Pitch lined into left field down for a base hit. Picked up by Riku Nishida. He fires into the cutoff man to keep Drake at third. The walk, the steal, and then the single. Nobody in the corners. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. We'll hit family dinner. Take a look around a very somber Braves organization today. Atlanta falling 5-1. That's the bad news. The worst news, if you didn't hear, Spencer Strider did get Tommy John surgery last night. It was announced this morning. His second Tommy John of his career, just 25 years old. Here's Diego Benitez, two strikeouts and a walk. Benitez can't hold off on the breaking ball down. McLaughlin has both a curveball and a slider. They both very spin tight. Strider went with the brace in his arm, which usually means there's a slightly expedited time frame. It's usually the one that's selected by those who are going through the surgery as a repeat offender. Benitez watches the breaking ball below the knees, a ball and a strike. The list of players who have come back from a second Tommy John and still been effective is wildly short. But Strider, for the work he puts in and the success he's had, you feel confident in his ability to get back on the field quickly. But it's already been announced he'll miss the rest of the 2024 season. 1-1 on Benitez, men at the corners. Fastball misses outside. Two balls and a strike on the Green Jackets DH. First time this season Benitez has played anywhere other than shortstop. Around the rest of the Braves affiliates, Mississippi losing to Biloxi 3-1 in the top of the seventh. That's the only game still going on. McLaughlin comes home. Curveball hit to short. Runners coming home. Play at the plate is not in time. Ball got away from the catcher, Pineda. And Isaiah Drake scores a big insurance run. It'll be an RBI likely for Benitez. Drake with a mad dash. Not a smart baseball play textbook-wise, but he knows his speed. He puts the pressure on Arcy Hernandez, and he makes it 5-0. Omaha beat Gwinnett 13-6 up in Nebraska, and Rome fell 3-0 to the Hudson Valley Renegades. Augusta trying to be the only affiliate to get a W today. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Benitez that move Grady to second. 5-0 Jackets, two on, nobody out. First three men have all reached at the top, and a curveball finds the top of the zone on Drew Compton. Compton 1-for-3, doubled to lead off the seventh and scored on a single from Luis Sanchez. Green Jackets 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Cannonballers. Long look at second. Grady shuffles a little closer to the bag. Lined to second base, caught in midair, and they have a double play at second base. Grady had just took off. There was no chance he was getting back, so it's a 4-6 double play, and it gets rid of Grady. Diving line drive, and a good play by Wilbur Sanchez to take the extra step up and pick that one before it hit the ground for the first time. Winston Sawyer out. He has a question for Perry Swartz. A lot less outright animosity than the previous managerial conversation. Look to the naked eye to be a relatively clear catch of the ball before a bounce. But you never be too safe. That's outs number 1 and 2 on one swing. Benitez still at first, but now 2 down. Nobody in scoring position for Wilver Dung. Verdung, two ground outs and a pop-up to the catcher. Takes a fastball down the highway, 0-1. Benitez got on first with the RBI fielder's choice. Green Jackets have their largest lead of the season. They're up 5-0. Curveball chop to third. Felix has it, throws long way to first base. 5-3. And three outs in two batters gets the job done to get out of further damage for McLaughlin. But another run comes home. A fielder's choice from Benitez gives the Green Jackets a 5-run lead in the top of the eighth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Mitch Ferris out for his third inning of work. A pair of zeros on his ledger thus far. And now even further of a lead to work with. Since he came in, he's gotten three extra runs of support. And the lead is 5-0 for the Green Jackets over the Cannonballers. 9-1-2, Wilbur Sanchez leads off. And he's first pitch swinging. Flare out to short off the glove of a diving Lake Hare Figueroa. Figueroa looked like he got caught between a dive and a jump. And it's a single for Wilbur Sanchez, who had previously struck out twice. Leadoff man on. We flip to the top of the order for Riku Nishida. Nishida 1-for-3 with a bunt single and two ground outs to shortstop, one of which became a double play. Green Jackets would love to replicate that here. First pitch fastball finds the edge at 86. Outside corner on the lefty Nishida. Lefty-lefty between Ferris and Riku Nishida. Green Jackets wary of the bunt, but still playing at double play depth. Late swing on a fastball for Nishida, who looks frustrated with himself as he chased 87 high. Nobody in the pen for the Jackets. Ferris started on Sunday, looking to stretch him out as much as they can, and he can give you longevity, so it's not outside the realm of contention that he finishes this ballgame himself. Slider in the dirt, and somehow Nishida gets a bat on it, just guides it towards his own dugout to stay alive. Ferris, 27 pitches, 22 strikes. Much like Adam Meyer, in the zone with consistency. Meyer was fantastic if you missed him. Five innings of scoreless baseball, two hits. Popped into shallow right field. Cade Kern coming on. He's underneath it for out number one. A rare pulled baseball from Riku Nishida. Got a changeup on the inside corner. And just loops it, a nice little chip shot into right field. One out for Albertson Asian. Asian 0-for-3 with a pair of Ks. He struck out on a changeup that positively bamboozled him out of the left hand of Mitch Ferris early. Big lead for Wilbur Sanchez at first. Changeup called a strike, 0-1. Sanchez runs very well, has 78 steals in nearly 250 career games with the Cannonballers. Slide step fastball pulled off of by Asian. After a floating 80 on the changeup previously, 88 at the eyes, just adds to the perceived velocity. Good tunneling effect on the pitches from Mitch Ferris. That's what he does very well. When he's mixing all three offerings into lefties and righties, he's a tough task regardless of who you are. 0-2 on Asian, and they'll pick over first to check on Sanchez. Wilbur Sanchez back standing. Nobody in the pen for the Cannonballers. Liable to see McLaughlin once more in the top of the ninth. Green Jackets leading by five. High leg kick. Change up in the dirt. Strike three. Back pick to first. Not in time. Good job by Compton to keep it in front. Hat trick of K's for Asian. And now four on the game for Mitch Ferris. Ferris threw 2 2/3, scoreless. Green Jackets still need four more outs to get back-to-back W's for the second time this season. Caden Connor, two ground outs, and he reached on an error from the pitcher, Ferris, on a nice bunt down the third base line. An error was the right call at that juncture, but it's safe to say that it would have been a difficult play for anybody, and it was going to be bang-bang split decision on the out at first, even if it had been an accurate throw to try to retire Connor. 0-1 after the foul ball. Jackets have Sanchez, Figueroa, and Kern, 6-7-8 for the ninth. Slider high, but top of the zone, 0-2. One more game between these two teams in this six-game set. Riley Fry makes his second appearance and first start of the season. He'll face off against Jake Bockenstedt. Change up, chop towards the first base coaching box. Pulled off of by Connor, but he stays alive. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Sanchez singled to lead off the inning. There he goes. Fastball called strike three. The throw is on target. And it doesn't matter whether he was safe or out because it's strike three looking. Caden Connor has something to say and something extra to say on his way back to the dugout. Handful of arguments on the changeup on the outside corner. The back-to-back K's, 5 3 innings. And we head to the ninth. Green Jackets leading 5-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Top nine, 5-0 Green Jackets. Out hitting the baller 6-5, but they've taken advantage of scoring at every opportunity. Noah Adcock Howarth with you on GJ Radio. Appears to be at least one change to the ballers. Riku Nishida has moved from left to right field, trying to get a look at who's come in to play the outfield. Out in left. Looks like it might be Alvaro Aguero, but can't get a confirmation on that for now. First pitch called a strike. 0-1 on Luis Sanchez, who is singled, struck out, and grounded out. 1-for-3 with an RBI. McLaughlin back to work in his second frame. He misses high with a fastball at 93. Cannonballers will be right in the middle of their order. Arxie Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez, and Luis Pineda. 4-5-6 as they look to come back from their largest deficit of the season. Curveball on the inside corner, 1-2. Fans still engaged and hoping for a comeback, but they're as equally excited about the fireworks as they are about any score coming through. Fastball fouled off the very top of the railing in front of the Cannonballer dugout. That'll wake you up on a late Saturday night. Everybody's okay. Everybody's laughing. 1-2 on Sanchez, who has already extended his hit streak. Sanchez up to a team-high 6 straight games with a hit and 7 straight games reaching base. He's reached base in every game he's played at the single-A level this year. 1-2 on Sanchez. Fastball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. First strikeout of the day for McLaughlin. Gets Sanchez looking. Second K of the day for Luis. Here's Lakeair Figueroa. Figueroa from the right side has played an admirable shortstop today. Can play all 3 infield positions. Let's a fastball go past at the letters, 0-1. Figueroa in his 3rd game at shortstop has also played 2 at third and 1 at second. Curveball up the middle, base hit for Figueroa. He's got a triple, a single, and a steal to his credit today. A nice all-around evening for the shortstop. Figueroa on with 1 out for Cade Kern. Kern had the first Green Jackets homer of the season way back in the 3rd to get the Jackets on the board, and they haven't looked back since. Became the 116th team out of 120 to get a home run in the minor leagues this season. Down to the final 5, but they will not be the last and final one. First pitch kirked into right field. That's down the right field line and hooking towards the edge. Kern heading for second base. Figueroa comes in. The throw is not in time. Both runners up 180 feet. Kern's likely to end the night a triple away from the cycle, but he's 3-for-4 today. Green Jackets bats have slowly cracked themselves out of the ice over the course of this 5-game series, getting better and better day by day. Got themselves the first W of the week yesterday, winning 6-4. They're up 5-0 here, and they have 8 hits, tied with last night's total for the highest on the season. Alexander Martinez would love to break out of his proverbial ice block. First pitch slider in the dirt. Martinez, the only player on the roster without a hit yet in his 4th start of the season. Has played a dynamite defense behind the plate. Bat just has not quite come around. Takes a fastball, 1-1. Nods the affirmative. He knew that was right there in the infield for the Navy and Red. Come a little bit closer. Kannapolis in their navy blue alternate ballers uniforms. Bring their infield about halfway in. Fastball chopped to short. Runner coming home, but the only play is at first. A great jump from Lakeair Figueroa. Wise decision from Arxie Hernandez. It's an RBI ground out from Alexander Martinez. First RBI of the season. Brings home Figueroa to make the lead 6-30. Martinez able to chop it softly enough that Hernandez had but one play. And it was in front of the baseline, so Kern went up to third base ambitiously. 2 outs, man at third base for Isaiah Drake, who has 3 strikeouts and a walk. First pitch, tips it into the mitt. Isaiah, a nice long swing from the left-hand side. Was a tad tardy on 94. Outfield backs up a couple extra steps. 0-1 on Drake. Popped foul. Plus bat speed from Drake. It's been on display in every game he's played. But the start time has been just a little bit late. Not surprising. Jumping from the public high school ranks directly after the draft into the brief appearance in the FCL and now his first experience in full season ball. 0-2. Fastball off the very top of the netting on the first base side. Drake stays afloat for at least one more. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Jackets have scored four in the last three frames. 0-2. Slider called, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for Isaiah. Forgettable evening for the Green Jackets center fielder, but all around special so far for Augusta. Leading by six, they head to the bottom of the ninth, trying to put a bow on a back-to-back victory.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bottom nine, Green Jackets leading by six. 6-0, working on what could be their first shutout of the season. And if Mitch Ferris holds firm, he would be credited with a 12-out, four-inning save. Meyer and Ferris combined have been fantastic this evening. 10 strikeouts, 5 hits, and 0 runs between the two of them. Arxi Hernandez, Rony Hernandez, Luis Pineda, 4-5-6 due up for the Cannonballers. Arxi has grounded out, struck out, and struck out again. Hernandez from the right-hand side against the southpaw Ferris. First pitch slider misses up 1-0. Ferris has thrown a total of 36 pitches. That's just his sixth ball. 83% strikes for the lefty from Wingate. Fastball chasing at eye level. Hernandez makes it 1-1. Riley Fry will be on the bump. It'll be the first left-handed start of the week for the Green Jackets. Fry piggybacked in relief of Cade Keeler in the loss on Tuesday and looked solid. Be his second season with the Green Jackets. Changeup waved at by Arxi Hernandez. Fry was slated to start the season in Rome, but an injury to Isaac Gallegos and a logjam up top with some of the signings at the MLB level that trickled all the players down the roster brought him back here where he could get consistent innings. Change up in the dirt. Hernandez just can't help himself on the bouncing changeup. Ferris's changeup has looked unseasonably strong today. It's always a swell offering, but tonight the movement, it almost looks like a screwball. It has substantially more drop to it than it's had in past ball games. Wingate has one of the best Division II pitching labs in the country. You go there and you get transformed. But that plus the Braves' development have put him in the driver's seat. First pitch to Rony Hernandez, tipped back into the mitt. Ferris not lighting the gun on fire. He's 87-89 with that sinking fastball. But three good pitches that all find the edges. 0-1 to Rony. Popped up on the infield. Third base side now floating into foul territory. And it's the pitcher Mitch Ferris who makes the call. Sanchez went running. Hernandez went sliding. But the former outfielder and first baseman Mitch Ferris says, I still remember how to do this, and he makes the play. 9 times out of 10, you don't want your pitcher to catch that, but 9 times out of 10, your pitcher didn't also hit 375 and make one error in 3 seasons. So you understand why Ferris is willing to do that and why Winston Sawyer is going to be less than disappointed with that catch. Ballers down to their final out. 2 up, 2 down in the ninth. Ferris has set down the final 5 he's faced. Luis Pineda, 2-for-3, had a good day at the dish. First pitch fastball misses outside. Pineda flew out to center field and his only chance to see Ferris today. Riley Fry will go toe-to-toe tomorrow with Jake Bockenstedt. Late swing and a miss, 0-1. Bockenstedt will be making his second start of the season. Went four innings, gave up four runs in the loss last Sunday. 1-1 on Pineda. Change up, three-quarter swing. Boy, is that changeup working. One strike away from a shutout. Adam Meyer went five innings, two hits, no walks and six Ks, no runs. Ferris threw 3 2/3. He struck out five. Allowed just two hits. Coming home, change up, strike three, and the Green Jackets win. First shutout of the season is in the books. Adam Meyer and Mitch Ferris combined for 9 innings of scoreless baseball. And the Green Jackets take back-to-back victories in Kannapolis. Ferris, 4 innings, 3 hits, 7 punchouts without a run or a walk. Green Jackets pitchers did not walk a batter and strike out 13 in the victory. We'll take a brief stoppage to pay some bills and catch the breath, and then we'll come back with the Green Jackets post-game show after a 6-0 victory here in Kannapolis on a Saturday night.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Back here from Atrium Health Ballpark, Green Jackets with the shutout victory, 6-0 the final. Final line, 6 run, 8 hits, 2 errors and 4 left on for Augusta. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error and 6 on base for the Cannonballers. Lucas Gordon had a very solid start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, a walk and 9 strikeouts. He had the strikeout stuff working early and often, but he takes the loss today. He was simply outdueled. He was great. Adam Meyer and Mitch Ferris were better. Between the two of them, 9 innings, 5 hits, 13 Ks. Adam Meyer starts it off, his first professional win and his second professional start. 5 scoreless, 6 Ks, 2 hits, and a hit by pitch. He was pounding the zone early and often, and he was doing everything he needed, everything to get Braves fans excited about what he could be. He was a lottery ticket for sure, but he's certainly somebody that they were hoping they could see some result like this. Meyer gets the job done, and then Mitch Ferris, 4 innings of relief, 3 hits, and 7 strikeouts. 2 combined for 13. That's the most the Green Jackets staff has been able to put forth thus far in the season. In front of a crowd of 3,773. Nice little palindromic population announced here at Kannapolis. Green Jackets were able to quiet the crowd. Got it started early with Cade Kern, first homer of the season for the Green Jackets as a team. A solo shot deep into the Kannapolis night, nestled 2/3 of the way up the berm in left field here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and they never looked back. Kern added an RBI single in the 5th, and then 4 runs in the final 3 frames, 2 in the 7th and 1 each in the 8th and 9th. getting RBIs from Luis Sanchez, Diego Benitez, and Alexander Martinez, along with a passed ball and a double steal attempt that on a bang-bang play allowed the run to scamper home for Luis Sanchez. Green Jackets at 1:35 tomorrow, a getaway game on a Sunday afternoon. Riley Fry out of Wisconsin-Milwaukee taking on the righty Jake Bockenstedt from SIU Edwardsville. Two Midwestern programs, Horizon League and MVC, going toe-to-toe. Well represented here in the Carolina League. Adam Meyer continues to be something to behold. Ferris was fantastic as well, and the Green Jackets have a lot of available arms for tomorrow, as do the Cannonballers. Bats are starting to find their rhythm. And we will say adieu for now. The Green Jackets back tomorrow. They are now 4-4, as are the Cannonballers. And we have an opportunity for a series split tomorrow, should things hold. Right before we get out, we will one more time check on the scores around the league. Lynchburg wins the first one 4-2 and falls in the back half of the doubleheader 4-1. Carolina wins 7-5 over Down East. They're 7-1. Columbia 9-0 thrashing of Myrtle Beach. Fayetteville now up 8-4 after a late run on the River Dogs. And Salem up 6-0 on the winless Shorebirds in the ninth inning. They got fireworks ready to launch, and so we will see you in the afternoon tomorrow. Green Jackets with a W and a briskly paid 2-hour and 16 pace. 9:19 we finish, and here on April the 13th, it's the first professional win for Adam Meyer. I've been Noah Adcock. This has been Green Jackets Radio, and that was an Augusta W, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody gets a Green Jacket, and the Green Jackets are back in action on a Masters Sunday tomorrow. We'll be ready for it, and we can't wait to see you then, live at 1:25.